Welcome to Afyemi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Bikurim Daf Tesvov in the Oiz Vodar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting Daf Yudalim with Beis in the bottom. The Mishnah brought several things that Meiser and Bikurim were equal to each other, where they're different than Truma. So in the bottom of Yudalim with Beis, the Gemara continues the Mishnah that says V'Teunim Vidui, which means that Bikurim and Meiser Sheni, you have to do Vidui, Vidui Meisers. When you get rid of the Meiser and the Bikurim in the third year, you have to come and say, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. How do you know that? The Chtiv says the Gemara, Ve'oniso v'amarto lifnei Hashem Elokecho. It says about Meiser that you do Vidui. Ad kedoin Meiser, Bikurim Minayin, that's Meiser. What about Bikurim? It says the word, Kei do'oma Rav Yaakov in Daftezo Mundalaf on top. Kei do'oma Rav Yaakov Barach v'shar ablozo HaKodesh, HaKodesh Elohim Mamashwa. This is the drosha we saw in the end of the previous daf. It says, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayit, the known Kodesh, which Kodesh? Referring to what we just mentioned before in the Parsha, which is Bikurim, meaning when it says HaKodesh is coming to say the same thing that applies by Meiser, applies to Bikurim as well. Kodesh the Gemara says, Vasurim Loinen. Both Meiser and Bikurim and Oinen cannot eat them. And Oinen means somebody has a relative that died that day. How do we know that? Dichtiv, by Meiser, Lo Echalti Be'oinim Meno. I did not eat it as an Oinen. Ad kedon Meiser Bikurim Minayin. That's Meiser or Bikurim. Same drasha. Kai dom Rav Yaakov Baracha. The same Rav Yaakov Baracha said. B'shem Ablozer, Nim Ablozer, HaKodesh, the Kodesh, HaKodesh Elohim Mamashra, the Kodesh we mentioned before in the previous parasha. Now in the Mishnah we learn that though Tanakama said the Meiser and Bikurim also Loinen, Shimon said you're allowed to give Bikurim to an Oinen. And Tanakama said that Meiser and Bikurim or Chayovim Bibir, you have to get rid of them in the end of the third year. Rav Shimon says you're Potter. So these are two items Rav Shimon argues. Before that, the Mishnah said something that nobody argues, which is Vidui. You're required to say Vidui both by Meiser and Bikurim. So says the Gemara, Tanina kon il eilin milay. We said this list, Rav Shimon polling, Rav Shimon argues. Kabe Vidui less Rav Shimon polling. By Vidui, he's not arguing. And the Gemara is asking, what is the reason? Because we know that Vidui is associated with Bio. When you get rid of the Meiser, that's when you say Vidui. So merely when you get rid of the Bikurim, you say Vidui. If you don't have to get rid of the Bikurim, like Rav Shimon holds, so why do you say Vidui? Answers the Gemara, Vidui is a Kriya. Meaning the way Rav Chaim explains it. Yes, of course Rav Shimon agrees there's no Bio in the end of the third year and there's no Vidui on that beer. But there's a different type of Vidui. Whenever you bring Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash, there is a parsha that needs to be said. There is the Mikra Bikurim. So that's why when you say there is Vidui by Bikurim, Shimon is not arguing because there is somewhat of a Vidui, not the Vidui that Tanakama referred to, but there's somewhat of a Vidui that does apply by Bikurim. That's what Gemara says. There is Mikra Bikurim. So that's why Shimon did not argue to say there's no Vidui, there is some type of Vidui that does exist by Bikurim. The Mishnah said, V'oishim kosher milechol b'Yushalayim, which means if Meiser Bikurim fell into Chulin, so you still have to bring it to Yerushalayim because it's Tovar Sheyesh Lo Matirim. If you bring it to Yerushalayim, you can eat it. So we don't say that the Isur is Bottle. Continue the Mishnah and said, V'giduleim asurim elechol b'Yerushalayim. Also the Gidulim. Also if you replant the Meiser and Bikurim and it got mixed up in Chulin, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, you don't say it's Bottle Beroiv. Aflezoim v'aflebeim. The third part was, even for a Zar that cannot eat Bikurim, we still tell him that you don't say bitul. And even for a behemo that cannot eat Meiser, we don't say bitul. And right after that, the Mishnah said that Reb Shimon matir. So comes now the Gemara and says, Reb Shimon is arguing all three points that we just mentioned. Says the Gemara, Kein emastis, so the explanation of the Mishnah is, Vo'oistrim kol she'em melechol b'Yerushalayim, even a little bit of Bikurim and Meiser that fall into Chul, you make it asur, because you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Reb Shimon matir, Reb Shimon says, you do say bitul. V'giduleim asurim melechol b'Yerushalayim, and the gidulim also oiser, because they get mixed, when if they got mixed up in chulin, the oiser, in other words, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Shimon matir. Shimon says you do say bitu. V'avla zorim v'avla beimo, it applies also to zorim beimo, even though they do not have a heter to eat bikurim and Yerushalayim for azar, and the beimo is not allowed to eat mice in Yerushalayim. Shimon matir. Shimon disagrees regarding zar and beimo. Says the Gemara, V'oif rabbanon moidulei. Rabbanon also agree with Reb Shimon somewhat. What are we referring to that they agree to? Explains Reb Chaim in Yerushalayim itself. What is the idea that outside of Yerushalayim, you don't say bitul? because you can bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Isser called Isser Mechitza, which was eating it out of Yerushalayim, is not mutter because the Dovah Shesh Tomatir, bringing it to Yerushalayim will be okay. But in Yerushalayim itself, now you have Bikurim that fell into Chulin in Yerushalayim. Can the Tzar eat it? No, because Bikurim is mutter only for Qurani. So in Yerushalayim itself, Rabbanu will agree that the Bikurim that fell into Chulin become batal. Just when they're outside of Yerushalayim, you don't say it's batal, you actually have to bring it to Yerushalayim. When you bring it to Yerushalayim, it's batal to Tzar, and for a Qurani, he can eat the way it is. How do we know that? In the fact that Shimon asks on Chachamim in the Braiso, you yourself agree that when you have a taroivis, you have a mixture of bikurim and maisa that fall into chulin, it is mutter. What do you mean? Rabbanan said it's asur. It's mutter in Yerushalayim. That was what Rabbi Shimon expressed to Rabbanan. You yourself agree that there's sometimes that the taroivis will work. When is that in Yerushalayim? Continues the Gemara and says, Rabbi Shimon argued to Rabbanan and said, v'yesh mechitza l'achil azorim. Why do you hold when you have a Tarev, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim? For a Tzar, he anyway can eat it in Yerushalayim or Bikurim. Bikurim is only for a Kohen. For him, the fact that it's in Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim makes no difference. Meiser for a Beim, well, makes no difference if it's outside Yerushalayim or inside Yerushalayim. A Beim is not a Leid Meiser. So the Mechitza, I mean the wall, the fact that it has to be in Yerushalayim, why does that have anything to do with a Tzar or a Beim? Continues the Gemara after Zvav on the base. So Shimon continues his logic. It says the following. And here, we're going to use the Girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Goyen. The Gemara says like this. Keshem she'ein mechitzo l'zayim ulebehimo. Same way I'm giving you logically. There's no mechitzo for a zar and behimo. The fact that you go into Yerushalayim doesn't make it mutter l'achilo. Not for a zar by a bikurim. And not by ma'isef ha'behimo. Kachin mechitzo l'achilas odom v'lekoyanim. So the same thing for a koyen, you won't say there's a mechitza. Meaning, if for a zayin, for a behemo, you say there's no difference out to Yerushalayim or into Yerushalayim, and therefore it makes sense it should be batal, says Rav Shimon. So once you say batal for a zar, it should work for a koyen as well, even though for a koyen, it will make a difference. If you bring it to Yerushalayim, you don't have to say bitul, because he can eat the whole thing. But if bikurim fell into chulim for a koyen, just bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. So yeah, though for the koyen, it's dovah shesh lo matirim, it's something that you have a way to eat behet there. But because for a zar you don't have it, so you don't. We say bitul and now apply for a kohen as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Amrim, what is the shita Rabbanan? Yerushalayim asu oto kedova sheyesh lo matirim. We treat Yerushalayim like something sheyesh lo matirim. Because at least for somebody, if you bring it to Yerushalayim, it makes a difference. And kemo detemar dova sheyesh lo matirim oyser koshu. And usual, whenever I have something which is dova sheyesh lo matirim, for example, mukze, that falls into food, we know the next day it's not going to be mukse anymore. So we don't say that's batal. So therefore, if the kavah say Yerushalayim oyser b'choshu, also be Yerushalayim, you say the same thing. For a koyin, if you take these fruits Yerushalayim, it's dovah shesh lo matirim, it's something which you can eat better. Therefore, we say it's asur to everybody to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So we learn there's a machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Do we say that these fruits are asur outside of Yerushalayim or not if they got mixed up in chulin? Says the Gemara, Mapal gin rabosh Reb Shimon Rabbanin, Begidulin, aval behei ruvina for Reb Shimon Moiti. Meaning, all where Reb Shimon is arguing with Rabbanon, that's only regarding Gidulin. Gidulin means you took the Bikurim, you took the Maiser, you replanted it, and then it fell into Chulin. So Reb Shimon says, it's batal b'roif. And Rabbanon said, no, it's not batal because it's dovash yesh lo matirim, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But by Eruvin, Eruvin means the actual Meiser falling into Chulin. The Reb Shimon agrees that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, it's not Batal Beroiv. And the Gemara is going to explain in a moment how that fits with our Mishnah. But first, the Gemara proves this. Now, the following few lines that we're going to read, or not here on our Gemara, it's printed in the Gemara later in the Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Vilna Goyen says it belongs over here, and that's where Reb Chaim also learns. So we're going to read this sentence. It belongs to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph right now. Says the Gemara, Min Hado, how do we know that Reb Shimon agrees by Eruvin, which means when Meiser itself, not the Gidule Meiser, but Meiser itself falls into Chulin, you say that it's not Batal, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. The Tani Reb Shimon of Abraisa Reb Shimon said, Be'ezer Meiser Omru B'Meiser Tor Shenichnes Yerushalayim V'yotza. When did Reb Shimon argue with Rabbanon? Only Meiser that went into Yerushalayim and then went out of Yerushalayim. We'll see later that when you have Meiser that goes into Yerushalayim and comes out, and it has no more pidyon. You can't redeem it anymore. So you can't make it mutter. So there, Reb Shimon says that when that maaser that went into Yerushalayim came out, you can't redeem it anymore. Falls into chulin, it's batel. But if it did not go into Yerushalayim yet, so Reb Shimon agrees that you don't say it's batel because it's dovah sheshlo matirim. You can still either redeem it or bring it to Yerushalayim. Ve'oid minado, we have another raya there. Reb Shimon agrees with this. Tetani b'shem Reb Shimon. There's a brayse named Reb Shimon. Yesh b'maaser shamaaser oiser domov ve'eruvov ve'kankonov. These are chumras the maaser has. The maaser is oiser, the money, meaning the money that you redeem the maaser with also has dinner maaser. And also when it gets mixed up, eruvov, that's our sugyo. The kankano means the jars which is in it. Vesovik eruvov called shuvim, it's only a sofik, it's oiser. Vehimadlikibo, you're not allowed to use it as candles. But this brayse says clearly that Shimon is oiser eruvov. He's oiser if the maaser got mixed up with chulin. So you see, Reb Shimon does agree with Rabbanon that Ma'isa that fell into Chulin, it's not Batel, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. So Reb Shimon agrees with Rabbanon. So if so, ve'emor af b'gidulin ken, so why by Gidulin he disagrees? And when something, if he took Ma'isa or Bikurim and you replanted it, whatever grows, Reb Shimon holds it is Batel. Now we're back to our Gemara, the way it's printed by us. Ma ben Eruvin, ma ben Gidulim. Why, when you have actual maaser that gets mixed up in chulin, there Reb Shimon agrees it's not batel. But gidulim, when you plant the maaser, and whatever grows, you gets mixed up in chulin, it is batel. What's the difference? Answers the Gemara, eruvin be'ainin. Eruvin, we talk about you have an actual maaser over here, it's be'ain. The actual maaser is in this tarevis. So it's not batel because it's dover, sheyesh lo matirin, I can eat by heter by going to Yerushalayim. But gidulin for batlo, but gidulin, the actual maaser is not here. You replanted it, the original maaser is not here anymore. It's only what grew from the maaser. So you're more lenient, you have more of a kula that you say it's batlo. Says the Gemara, here again using the Yusuf Reb Chaim, ma the Reb Shimon moidil Rabbanin. All the Reb Shimon agrees to Rabbanin is beruvei maaser, ava beruvei bikurim ki gidulimim. Reb Shimon agrees to Rabbanin only when you have maaser that got mixed up in chulin. But when Bikurim got mixed up in Chulin, Reb Shimon holds its batel, and that's the mashmos of the Mishnah. We explained in Amud Aleph that Reb Shimon is arguing regarding the Tarevis itself. So the Gemara v'chena Reb Shimon Noimer, we have Reb Shimon clearly say, "Ein a Bikurim oistrim isay ruveim vegiduleim melech Yerushalayim." By Bikurim, say when it's the actual Bikurim or the Gidulim or the growth of Bikurim, meaning you replanted the Bikurim and it got mixed up in Chulin, it's not oistrim it. You say it's batel. Says the Gemara, Mabin Maaser, Mabin Bikurim. Why by Maaser is more Machmir? If by Maaser, Reb Shimon holds that you say it's not both, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, but Bikurim, he is more makel, is more lenient, and he says that you could eat the Bikurim if you got mixed up in Chulin. Says the Gemara, Maaser ain't lo aliyo. Bikurim yesh lehem aliyo. Meaning, by Bikurim, when you have Bikurim that fall into Chulin, so you treat it like Truma. What's the thing by Truma when it falls into Chulin? So if it falls into Chulin, that cancels it, 100 against it. So then you take out one from the pile, you consider that to be Truma or Bikurim, and then the rest is Mutter. So I have, so to speak, an exchange for the original Truma. The original Truma fell into Chulin, I pick one up, that's in lieu, that's an exchange of the original Truma, and the rest is Chulin. But Maaser, when it falls to Chulin, it's batel. You don't take out the Maaser out. Because the Maaser anyway is mutter be'achilo, even for people that are not Kohani. So the pshat is like this. Bikurim, because I'm going to take one out in exchange of the original Bikurim, it's as if I don't have the original one. It's more similar to Gidulim, where the original one is gone. All I have left is the growth. Also here, the original one I took out. Whatever I have left is only what got mixed up with the Bikurim. Therefore, it's fine. But a maaser, I don't pick up the maaser from the pile. So then you have some maaser in the mixture over here the whole time. So therefore you say that it's not batel. So concludes the Gemara of Tzayin with Aleph. Heavy madir of Shimon moidir Rabbanan b'davar she'in lo aliyo. Meaning Reb Shimon agrees to Rabbanan when something that when it falls into the mixture you don't pick up anything from it like the maaser. So the maskar of the Gemara is Reb Shimon argues in Rabbanan in Bikurim. Both in the original Bikurim that fell, or the Gidulim that fell into a mixture. And he argues with Rabbanon in the Gidulim of Maaser, meaning whatever you replanted Maaser. But the original Maaser that fell into Tarevis, Reb Shimon agrees to Rabbanon, it doesn't have a bitul. Meaning you don't cancel it, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And concludes the Gemara and says, "Umoyder Reb Shimon boy soser sheher lo mitoich mea shituuno mechitzo vetuuno using our skius of Reb Chaim Havol." Meaning, when you have bikurim that fell into chulin, you take one out. Reb Shimon says the rest is mutter, but the one that you took out, the one who came in exchange in lieu of the original bikurim that fell in, that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. It needs mechitzo. It needs Havol. It needs to bring it to Yerushalayim. Rabbanan said. The entire mixture needs to go to Yerushalayim. Not only the one that you're going to pick up in exchange of the original that fell. The whole thing now becomes also the whole thing according to Rabbanu, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara concludes that Reb Shimon Rabbanu argue in all cases except when the original Maaser fell into Taharavis. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim Dav Tesvov.